I was one of the first to know about this movie, because first time when I met with the director, he was telling me about the story, and in the middle of speech he told me that you are the girl in my movie that I'm planning to do about the poet. So from that moment on, I wait for 7 years, and it happened at the end.
7 years?
Because this is the movie that it's really pre-production for 2 years, 7 years of writing process, so it's a long story.
Nice.
Yes.
Were you involved in that creative process? Did you just come in as it started into production? What was your...
No, I was just acting, and also I'm the executive producer. Awesome.
Oh my gosh. So where are you in this process? You're here, are you promoting the film in the United States?
No, we are here because we are the submission for the Academy Award this year from Turkey, and it's been really a month and a half. I am living in Los Angeles right now. Thank you. It's a hard work though. It's so hard. I mean, to be in the middle of all this, it's beautiful because every country presenting their best movie, of course. So we are really in the pleasure of watching so many beautiful movies and promoting and trying to aware people about our movie. It is a hard job, but I'm taking so much pleasure from this. It is a privilege. Thank you.
And who's your colleague with you?
Our composer, our amazing composer. And please tell the process.
By the way, thank you very much for watching our film. I'm Rahman Altun. I composed the music for the film, for the Butterfly Stream. So, it's been, today actually it's been 13 months that I'm living with the Butterfly Stream. Now we're running this campaign for Oscars. And first of all, I would like to start with this one. And I'm a poem guy. I love poetry, and Yılmaz was my friend. And one day I heard that he is going to shoot a movie about poets. And I said I should compose this movie for sure, no matter what. And we get together someday, and I said, hey Yılmaz, you're just shooting a film about poets. And he said, don't bother, I already agreed with another musician. I said, okay, sure, it will be very nice. But at that moment, my heart broken so much. And a year later, 11th November, Sunday, 2012, he called me at 8 p.m. He said, Rahman, I'm in Los Angeles. Let's come together. We're going to make this movie with score with you. So at the end, he told me during the process, I understand you wanted to score this movie that much. I find myself in your studio with my luggage. So we spent together 6 weeks working on the film. And so it's been a year, more than a year now. This one is my part of me. So I'm still working on it. And again, I'm very happy with you guys tonight. And would like to tell you everything about the film.
Great. So maybe I could ask each of you the same question, and then we could open it up to questions from the audience.
Of course.
So could you talk a little bit about what your role is like? So you're a composer, in the acting, I think it would be fun for people to hear about. So what kind of locations were you on? Where did you shoot? That sort of thing.
The movie you watch, we create the studio. I mean, this is not real places.
Mm-hmm.
And because in Turkey it's not easy to find, to make in... epoch, how to say it in
English?
Period movie. And that's why it was really long pre-production.
Mm-hmm.
But as an actor, we really took so much pleasure. The two poets, one of them is a very big TV star in Turkey, and this is the blonde one. And this is his first movie, and he made an amazing job. He lost 24 kilos. To be able to, 24 kilo means how much?
50 pounds.
Okay. And well, to be able to play this role. And the other one also around 20 kilos. So not only this, but we lived with poetry, with the meaning of poetry. And it was a long process. And we really felt that we are creating something, because a director gives us the opportunity and freedom to able to do whatever we are planning and whatever we were dreaming about the scenes first, and then they tell us, okay, do this like this. So it is really beautiful to feel the, and also we shot like 3 scenes, 4 scenes a day. This movie we shot for 4 months.
Wow.
Yes, it is first time in Turkey. And it was a really long journey for all of us, and very unforgettable for sure.
It seems a lot of the feature film, I speak with people, they're shooting for 25 days, 26 days. So to shoot for 4 months.
No, we are doing like that also. So that's why it was an extraordinary experience for each of us.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
And
as I told you before, I started after the rough cut finished.
Mm-hmm.
And we had something very special with the director, Yılmaz Erdoğan, which is very rare in film industry. And as he was here, we set up an edit room in my studio. So we worked together. He was making the final cut in one room, and I was composing in the other room. We were swapping files and everything. So we spent 6 weeks together. On talking about the themes and everything, the scenes, and it really helped us very much because we spent so much time with the film together. Then he left for this final touch to Turkey, and I worked another 5 weeks, then another 5 weeks for the mixing, another 5 weeks for the soundtrack. So in total I spent 5 months until the release, and now I'm still working on it.
It's stunning work.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Both of you. What a great community of people here in
yes.
San Diego. It must be gratifying to see such a full house.
Yes.
Come see it. Oh, and I saw a couple questions already.
It broke my heart. It was just unbelievably sad. My sense is that there's a backstory, there's a metaphor. I don't know what that is.
The backstory?
The metaphor. What's the movie? What's the metaphor of the movie?
This is one day when the director is speaking with friend, he talks about these two poets. And director is a poet also. And he began to make a research about them. Nobody knows about this two amazing guy. And it was difficult to researching process. And each time we faced with amazing stories, we find the maybe her sister who gives us the footage and pictures and everything. So they are all true. And it amazed actually everybody. This is the most big budget movie ever done in Turkey. And everybody was thinking about the director lost the mind to, because it doesn't, it's not by sponsors, you know. So how you risk the two lost poets movie, this much money, this much work. And they were making the result. At the end, when the movie came out, they published the book of these two poets, and it was bestseller for months and months. So this is actually, I know how sad it is, but at the end it became a very beautiful story, because their old passion was for poetry. It became true at the end. Even now we are in San Diego and showing their stories to you. So it was very hard work and hard decision for a director to make this movie.
Yeah, what did the director say that the movie was really about, besides the
this is...
So, the film is about, generally, not how sad the story is, but how they spend their last days, the last years with love, trying to enjoy life, and passion for poetry. So the director was so touched when he got to understand that nobody remembered these guys for 70 years. And his aim was to take these guys again to arrive, and he managed. So I think...
And actually, the movie is just trying to remind that both of them is aware of they're going to die. Because at that time, fighting with tuberculosis, so
There is no cure.
There is no hope. But the butterfly dream meaning is, as we mentioned in the movie, one day, one. This is coming from Chang Tzu. And one day, one master dreamed in his dream that he's a butterfly. When he woke up, he asked to himself, am I a butterfly who is dreaming that I am a human? Or I'm a human that's dreaming that I am a butterfly? So, on beside of all the story, there is a meaning spiritual that just reminding it's not important that we're going to die one day. It is important how we are living right now at the moment. So this is a big aim to tell the story for. I think it is also the motivation point of the director.
Even early in the movie, there were the lines, does love cause poetry or poetry cause
love? Yes, and also I love pessimism or is brave or the optimism. This is my motto. With hope, without fear. Actually, we are doing all some paintings with Queen Studio, Valentina and Max. Where are you, Max? They are here with us tonight. They came. And our all motivation motto is with hope, without fear. And this is how it is with the movie.
So, do I see another question? Yes?
Were you inspired to create your own poetry while you were filming?
The two poets did. Actually, Yilmaz, director, was making a competition between them. Which never had a relation with poem before. They wrote poets and, they touched. And also for the director, poetry is not a reason of romance. It is what made, what changed this movie in Turkey was our generation is not so close with poems. But because we are thinking that it is so distant, it's so literature that actually, with this movie, everybody begin to send love message through the poems each other because we understand, not only for this, we understand that it is full of suffering, full of story, and actually it is the basic pillar of life, a short cut. But poetry is not romantic thing only. It's just there very...
essential.
Absolutely, yes.
Well said. I'm curious, who thinks they might go home and write a poem tonight? Perhaps I should rephrase that. I assigned this to you. I think you all should go home and try some sort of poem tonight. Yes, in the back. Yes, ma'am, you.
Oh, I was kind of also very impressed by just the way how much society there, you know, in that community, and later I went to Istanbul. But that law,
in this city, we went first.
Excuse me, what did you say?
Democracy?
Well, Turkey became more of a democratic republic in 1945.
No, 23 actually. Sorry, 1923.
Maybe we'll just focus on how the labor camp worked first and how those details.
At that time, the only financial source for Turkey was coal mines. And that law was passed and only stand for a couple of years. And because it was so hard, so dangerous, and there were no manpower because we were after a war, that's why the villages, who doesn't have any work, they had to do that for a couple of years. It was a law,
obligation
law. Then it's done. And the thing is, it's very important, as the poets, nobody remembered, nobody knows about that law too. So Yilmaz's point of view was to remind that too, so it was the 9th entry for the film.
And which is so interesting to see a country which didn't involve to a Second World War, but this much affected and became this much...
Yeah, we were born.
I mean, this could be interesting. It was interesting for me to see, and I can imagine for a foreigner audience it should be interesting. And the first scene of the movie, every extra that playing in the scene are real from them. They were crazy and they were so much wanted to do something for their city. It was with full of
source of pride. And
it is absolutely, and they were fantastic. They did amazing job.
So I also think we make period films because there's a distance between the issues in the period and what's going on in contemporary. You talk some about poetry and its esteem. Were there other issues that you might want to bring forward? So, you know, what was going on in the period piece? How does that speak to contemporary people, perhaps people this age?
This movie is telling about the golden age of the poems in Turkey. So they are the most famous ones. Everybody knows about them. And the magazine that they were trying publish, this is phenomenal literature magazine in Turkey. Still they are going on, but it is so valuable.
I remember my mother tells about that she was saving her money every week to buy that magazine. So it was the most popular thing in that times. So he focused on that era. Also, you know, the director is also a poet. Yılmaz is very famous with his poet side. So it was a focus on poetry also.
I'm curious. It seems like a number of people in the audience may speak Turkish as well as English. Am I correct about that? Can kind of raise a hand, just curious. Well, I'm curious for those of us who don't, how did it hit your ear in the audience? Like, did you hear the poetry in the text? And what were some of your favorites? What were some of your favorites? You said yes real loud.
Let me tell you something before we start. Can I tell you one thing?
Yes.
For you? Sorry. It's very important. It touched my heart so much. Can I say, let me tell you in Turkish.
Oh, good. Please.
Am I going to translate? Do you want?
Okay. Let me just tell this in Turkish, then I'll say it in English. Arkadaşlar, çok önemli bir şey var. Benim yani yüreğimi dağladı baştan beri. Bu Rüştü'nün eşi öldüğü vakit bir şiir duyuyorsunuz ya, söylüyor.
Tanrım, açamadık içimizi.
Onu tam karısı öldüğü gün karısına yazmış. Mesela Yılmaz o kadar çok çalıştı ki bunları. Yani karısına öldüğü gün yazdığı şiiri orada duyuyoruz. Ve hakikaten bu çok büyük bir ironi yani. 70 yıl sonra ilk kez o şiirler tekrar ortaya çıkıyor. Ve o gün filmin başladığı gün kitaplar basıldı. Demin anlattığı gibi. Şimdi şu an 1 numara oldular Türkiye'de. Yani olacak iş değil. Ama mesela filmde böyle noktalar vardı, çok önemli. Benim için çok en dokunaklı olan o yani. O okuduğu duyduğumuz şiir. Okuduğu orada duyduğumuz şiir gerçekten karısına öldüğü gün yazdığı şiirdi. Onu bir söylemek istedim. Okay. The poet, the poem that we are hearing when Rüştü's wife is dying, dead, is actually the actual poem that he wrote for his wife. At the day she died. So this is very touchy for me. Also, I would like to tell something again about you. The slap. Tokat bölümü. The slap is very important for your senizin ne de anlatacağım.
Please.
So, it was a setup. Director set this up with the actor who played Bachim's father, but they never told Bachim. Because he wants a real reaction. This is real. And Ahmet, the player actor, told Yılmaz that he couldn't do that. And Yılmaz said, no, you will do that. And he says, how can I slap your wife, by the way? And he said, okay, you have a daughter? Yes, said Ahmet, and hit her like you hit your daughter, right? She would do something like that. So it was a setup. Nobody in the set, knows about it. And only the cinematographer, Yılmaz and Ahmet. And the very, very interesting part, and Pi Alkışa Giden, who deserves an applause, Bachim didn't break the acting. O saniye onun...
But of course, it's a gift. This is a real gift, because as an actress, we are all races running after
reality. So she doesn't stop acting and continues walking. So that scene is real.
They for sure me. Thank you. But for me it was really a happy moment because
Make her happy one more time, would you?
No, we are not shooting right now. Okay. It can be painful. But really, at the end of the corridor, with my father, when it ends, he was crying that he did this to me. And he was so depressed. I said, please don't do this to me. Can you imagine? It was, you give me a gift for a memory, and it was real.
I think he may be saying that I hit the director's wife. Utan geç olmuyorum arkadaşlar. Soru soralım Türkçe.
Türkçe kalınca. Çok güzelmiş. Wow, çok güzel. She was telling now can you tell a little bit in English? That this is beautiful to share. After 22 years, it's beautiful. Thanks to you.
One of the organizers of tonight's event has told me that we have a linguist in the audience from San Diego State University. And she was curious, from his point of view, if he have a question either to do with, you know, language or poetry or... There's a big shaking of no for this. Yeah. It's like, I'm off the clock, pal. I don't have to really earn my keep tonight.
The subtitles were accurate.
Actually, we work so much on subtitles. Because it is, anyway, it's always not as close as in the real language, but we made it really so close. We worked for a year, because we worked with another person and we were not satisfied, and then we find another one and another one. Then we work, collaborate with some poets.
This is version 7 or something like that, right?
Yeah. It's a big deal. That's why I was looking like this. What is that?
What was fascinating is I found myself laughing at the same time reading as the Turkish speakers. So it was, the timing worked really well that way, which is not usually
good.
The case. You get
what?
Yes, it was. The question was when he passed on the tombstone, he wrote Shire.
Yes,
and it was translated as poet. Yes. Thanks. Behind there, yes?
So, first of all, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
No.
You are the movie was your body there. that he doesn't see many movies explaining them, right? So, as you know, many Turkish people don't have any connection to Turkey, it's not all the time here, right? We don't know how to call people over there, reacting to movies that, you know, like that. So, could you fill out a little bit more information or clarity on how well this movie works and what kind of impact it had?
This what makes story really beautiful. It was like 2,100,000 audience, and it's ticket audience. Ticket, we are not thinking.
Tickets, yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And also some in Europe.
Yeah. I can tell something like this because first of all, everybody agreed that it took the production level so high in Turkey, very well received by the old critics, everybody loved the movie. And as it was also a film about poetry, but received a big box office for Turkey for this kind of movie. And the international impact was actually bigger than what producers expected. And I can tell it is where it belongs right now. For me, it's very well received. Yeah.
Yes.
But we had really amazing amount of really good critics, like this much. And the producer was stressed because when the critics love the movie, audience don't agree sometimes. So he was a little stressed about what's going to happen. And but it was good. It was satisfying for everyone. I saw, yes.
I had a question for the score. It seems like, I mean, it's a beautiful story, it's a great acting and everything, but the score, which just makes you feel the real impact of what's going on in the storyline. And just a personal question to you, what was your feelings when you actually seeing the acting, seeing the things, and doing the score? I mean, what was your feelings when you were doing it?
Thank you for this beautiful question. Actually, the first time I see the movie, I fell in love with it. The story, the acting, everything was so touchy for me. And as a composer who composed for the picture, as Yılmaz wanted to achieve something, and I think he did, he said he wants every scene to be like an art piece. So it affects me too much, like the colors, scenery, and everything. So I start to compose from my very intimate feelings, but something happened during the composing process, which is very touchy. You know, our films and costumes are amazing, and they captured the date very well. The sanatorium, they were wearing robes, as you remember. And at some point, I just realized that I know these robes. And I said to myself, how can I know about these robes? I searched my albums and everything, and I got this. And I saw that I have a picture of my uncle with the same robe, lying in a bed, having rest. And I realized, searched the family, and saw that he was also tuberculosis. Also stayed at the very same sanatorium, and died at the same year with the poet. So they were friends. And from that moment, I started to cry. I can't help, I can still cry now, because I was feeling my uncle, remembering his picture. Probably at the back of the picture, unfocused, maybe these guys were there. So it really touched my heart, and started to compose in a different way. And really, every theme I compose, it makes me cry still. So and there's another thing, of course. Plus this, we spent so much time with the director. We were spending like 8 hours working, the other 8 hours talking about poetry, literature, life, and everything, so music. So it affected too much. We understand each other very well. There's another thing which I should tell. I scored around like 75 cues, nearly 70 minutes of music, and none of them is rejected by Yılmaz. He approved every music, every part of music, so it's not usual. It doesn't mean that I'm a good composer. It means that we understand each other so well. So it also affected the music merging with the film. So that's some stories I can tell. Thank you.
One over there. Yes.
Teşekkür ederim. Hepsi.
She was asking about which scene is much more effective for me. Each scene was, and all the crew, it is so rare, while we were shooting, everyone was always so silent. And actually, the scene that I am saying goodbye, and if the butterfly is awakened, he gave me that sentence at that moment. Director did so many gifts. He gave a lot of gifts for us. And that was also chronologically my last day of shooting. So it was the goodbye to poets, and it was goodbye to my character. And I was, whole day long I cried. I can't stop myself. While the whole shooting process is connecting you very emotionally with the character, the way it is. And it was sad to go away from Susan. Then, and also the door scene while Mediha died, and I'm coming to telling my condolences on the concert. It was also so touching. Thank you so much.
So is that, are we kind of wrapping up? One thing I forgot to say is my name is Randy Reinholds. I'm the former director of the School of Theater, Television, and Film at San Diego State University, and I work in the dean's office. And it occurred to me I have a nerdy comment to make, that one of our greatest poets, playwrights in the United States, a man named Eugene O'Neill, who survived tuberculosis in a sanatorium, and perhaps one of his greatest plays is about Long Day's Journey into Night, when he goes into that.
Wow.
And it really doesn't have much more to do with the process than just that connection.
You must always say the poets are with us.
Absolutely.
So he is with us tonight also.
Beautiful.
Poetry is not a foreign language.
Also, I would like to say something very personal. I have my high school buddy here right now.
And you want to hug him, right?
I want to talk to him. Hi, John. Please ask me a question. How are you?
Don't behave strangely.
I love him so much. He was my best buddy, still is. He has this wonderful boy and his wife. So they live in San Diego, and I want to say hi.
If I have to ask, you want to ask
me? From Los Angeles to San Diego, we drive 5 hours today.
5 hours. Unbelievable. We suffered on the road. I was thinking it's 2 hours. And it was 5 hours, but we are so happy we reached you at the end.
We have one waving hand back here, and then that'll be our final.
This is also, I am always watching them, like, really love relationship between them. This is love of, actually for me this movie is about this poet's relation, basically. It is so touching, so real, and so warm, as you said, absolutely.
Yes. One more point.
I just made a comment. I think this movie is absolutely fantastic, and it touches the heart.
Thank
and
you.
The keys are the universal.
Thank
yes.
you.
So
yes.
it's going to touch
much
more
hearts.
Oh, thank you so much.
Beautiful. Well, some perhaps a round of applause one more time for our friend. <friends. laughs> And thank you to the organizers of tonight's event.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
And we love you for the museum of photographic arts. Thank you so much. Good night.
Very good job. Thank you.
Can you have a